Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So get ready to magnify the Lord right along with us as we ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen to lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you and we give you thanks. Oh, God, we bless your name and we humble our hearts. Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts while we're praying and that you will forgive us for all unrighteousness, all sin, anything that's not pleasing, Lord, be merciful and forgive. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to come into the midst of us, Lord, while we're on this broadcast. We ask, God, that you will send your anointing tonight, that you will speak to somebody's heart, that you will touch, Lord, heal, and make whole, my God. Deliver, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will speak to every listener who's dialed into this broadcast, Lord. We ask, God, that you will send a special blessing and overtake everyone. Oh, my God, bless in a great and a mighty way. Move by your power, Lord. Work miracles, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you will cover us under your blood, that you will keep us and preserve us. Lord, we ask that you will bless this ministry even the more. Let it grow and let it prosper. Let it expand near and far and reach many souls in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are praying for those who don't know you in the departing of their sins. We are asking you tonight to stop by, Lord Jesus, your holy visitation. Oh, God, make yourself known to those who don't know you, the Lord God, and save them from the wrath to come in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord God, and we are taking you at your word. We ask you to remember those on the prayer list. Lord, touch, Lord Jesus. Heal and make whole, my God, those who have petitions before you. Lord, consider those petitions and grant them according to your will in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for our leaders, oh God, those who are leading the church. Lord, give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your word and concerning your will. And teach them, give them visions and revelations. Lord, teach them how to lead your people in the name of Jesus. And look on the household of faith. Oh, my God, strengthen and encourage your people. Help us, Lord, to continue on. Help us, Lord God, to do your will in the name of Jesus. Look on those who are in the south, Lord God. Bless them in the southern district. Bless in the northern district, oh God, and bring us together. Unite our hearts as one. Lord, yes. Keep us. We are depending on you, and we are looking to you, Lord. Fix it, my God. Work it out. You know the situation. You know just what to do, Lord, and you know how to do it and when to do it. And we are depending on you tonight, Jesus, to take control, my God, and have your way. We believe you, Lord Jesus. And we ask that you will let your word minister to every heart, to every soul, Lord God. Do it right now according to your will. And we thank you tonight for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for being patient with us, Lord. We thank you for forgiving our sins. We thank you for blessing us, Lord, even though we don't deserve anything from you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the saving of souls, oh God. We thank you for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're about to do. And we ask you, Lord, to accept our prayer and remember those on the prayer list. Lord, bless them tonight. Touch them and encourage their hearts. Comfort and give consolation. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice/title1school. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and prayer on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to keep the souls on our prayer list and in our prayers. We want to pray for Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, the bereaved Edmond family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, Tina Lyons Capoletti, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Howard Smith, and pray for all of those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. Now, tonight is Tuesday night, oldies but goodies in the gospel. Praise God. We have a message for you on tonight. Let us prepare our heart to receive the word of God that we may gain strength, encouragement, and faith in the Lord. Praise God.
Turn our hearts and minds to a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and mercy, for allowing us to come together, Lord, one more time to lift up thy name, Lord, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for taking us through this day, Lord. Lord, we pray that you continue to bless us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray that you look upon every minister, Lord. Pray that you sing your word, Lord. Help them to preach thy gospel, Lord. Look on your pastors everywhere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, teach them and show them the way, oh, Lord, that they may lead thy people on, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, look on every lay member, Lord, every born-again believer, Lord. We pray that you give them strength, oh, Lord. Help them to stand, Lord. Help them to do thy will, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we know you're able. We know the power is in your hand, Lord. In the name of Jesus, there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Meet us here tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be not anointed, Lord. Anoint us, Lord Jesus, to speak thy words, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let them fall. Receive our gospel, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let sins be forgiven. Let our transgressions heal them that are sick, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look upon Jerry for death, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch and heal a body, Lord. We know you're able to raise up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we believe you. We take you at your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, these are our blessings we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Let us go to the word of God. From the book of St. Matthew, the 28th chapter and the 18th verse, I'll begin reading. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I'm going to leave a little short thought with you on tonight, the power. I'm going to be talking to you tonight about the power of Christ But the message is, he's got the power. God knows God is able to do anything. In these last days where sickness are plaguing people,
yes.
Oh, my God is able to deliver.
Yes, he is.
It doesn't matter what the situation may be, God is able to deliver.
Yes,
I believe these are the words of Jesus, and he spake and said unto them, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Yes,
and also in St. Luke, the 10th chapter, in the 22nd verse, Jesus said, all things are delivered to me of my Father. And no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. God sent his Son Jesus into the world that we might be saved from our sins.
Yes, he did.
He sent him
Amen.
To be a deliverer
Amen.
For the people. You see, we had sinned against God,
Lord, yes,
and we turned and we hid, as it were, our faces from him.
Yes.
Oh, the Bible said, oh, we like sheep have gone astray.
Yes.
We have turned everyone
yes.
to his own way. And the iniquity of us all was laid upon him.
Yes.
And with his stripes, we are here.
Glory to God.
He's got the power.
Yes, he does.
He's got the power to heal.
Power.
He's got the power to save our souls. He's got the power to deliver you out of your sinful condition.
Yes,
God can do anything but there.
Amen.
I heard Jeremiah when he said, is there anything
Amen.
Too hard for God?
Yes,
no, there is nothing too hard for God.
Yes,
I believe Jesus, when he rose with power in his hand.
Yes, he did.
God knows God had given him the power
Amen. Yes,
over death. He gave him power over the enemy.
Yes,
and Jesus arose from the grave with all power in his hand.
Amen.
And he gave unto us power
yes.
to become the sons of God.
Amen.
The word of God tells me, as many as believed on him, unto them gave he
power.
To become the sons of God.
Yes.
God knows he's able to do anything.
Yes.
God cannot fail.
Amen.
God cannot lie. He's got the power
yes,
to
yes.
deliver you out of your affliction.
Amen.
He's got the power to save you from your sins.
Yes.
The Holy Jesus,
he
has the power to forgive men
yes.
of their sins.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in St. Luke, the 4th chapter, pardon me, the 5th chapter, in the 24th verse, said, but that ye may know that the Son of Man
yes,
has power upon earth to forgive sins.
Amen.
He said unto the sick of the palsy, I said unto thee,
arise,
and take up thy couch,
Lord,
and go into thy house. You see, Jesus is the only one that has the power to forgive men of their sins.
Yes,
he's got the power
yes,
to heal you.
Amen.
You may be sick. You may be despondent.
Glory.
You may be burning down.
Jesus.
But Jesus got the power. He's got the power to bring you out. I don't care what kind of malady
may
be afflicting your
yes,
body.
Yes,
Evangelist May Edmond and Evangelist Melinda Edmond would like to thank you for listening to tonight's prophetic message. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, please let Gospel Truth Radio broadcast.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God's got the power. Praise God.
Yeah.
At this time, we're going to turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of Dr. Cynthia Edmond, and we ask that she will lead us in a word of prayer, and afterward we will have remarks from our evangelists, starting with Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Amin, and then Evangelist Cynthia.
Precious Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for thine word, my God. Oh, my Father, we thank you, my God. We thank you for the prayer, Lord. We thank you right now, God. We give you thanks, Lord, because you're worthy tonight, God. You said in all things to give thanks, Father. We thank you right now, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We bless your name tonight, God. Oh, my God, you're wonderful to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy upon our souls, Lord. Forgive our sins, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to stand, Lord. Help us to go through, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. Go out there in the listening land tonight, God. Touch right now, Lord. Help somebody to believe your word tonight, God. Let somebody know, Lord, that you are a healer for both body and soul, Lord.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, you can do the impossible tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, go into the hospitals, Lord. Go into the prisons, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the mental institutions, Lord. The nursing homes, God. Subacutes, Lord. Do it right now, God. Go into the White House, Lord. Walk the floors, my God. Walk the hallways of the White House, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Let your will be done tonight, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Somebody want to be saved tonight, God.
Yes.
Somebody is reaching out, Lord. Saved tonight, my God. Filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Oh, my God, break up the stony heart, God. Put in a heart of flesh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done in their lives, God. Help somebody to turn completely to you, Lord, and seek your face, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. Look on the youth of the world, Lord. Save right now, God. Save, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help them tonight, God. They need your help, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we're living in a crucial time, God, and we need you more than ever before, Lord. We need you, God. We need your help, God. Heal our land tonight, God. We need you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able, God. Have your way, Lord. Continue to bless the speaker of the hour, God. Touch a body, Lord. Jesus, you know all about it, God. Fix it right now, Lord. Continue to look on my grandfather, God. Touch his body, Lord Jesus. I know you're able, God. Work a miracle in his life, Lord. Have mercy on him, God. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done, Lord. Have your eternal way, God. Continue to bless this broadcast, Lord. Make yourself known to us some more, God. In the name of Jesus, save us that need to be saved, Lord. Heal, deliver, my God. Loose the bonds and set the captive free, God. We know that you're able, God. We know that you are able to do everything, my God. You are a deliverer tonight, God. You are a healer tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it tonight, God. We thank you for what you've done, God. Thank you for what you're going to do, Lord. We thank you by faith tonight, God. We believe your word tonight, God. We believe you tonight, God. We believe you tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, we bless your holy name, God. Let your will be done in our lives, God. Have your eternal way, Lord. Look on our pastors, God. Touch right now, God. Strengthen, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Have your eternal way and let your will be done. These and all things we ask in Jesus' name, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that powerful word of God coming through Evangelist Maybelle. Thank God for the prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And she was preaching, God's got the power. And she said, absolute power. So that's enough right there for us to know where all the power lies. And I remember being young and hearing about other people's actions, this social power and power to influence other people and that social political power. But that power couldn't make me stop lying. That kind of power couldn't stop me from cussing. It couldn't stop me from sinning. But when the Holy Ghost power came in, and no cuss word came out of my mouth, I could stop willingly sinning. And the beautiful part about it is if I do mess up, when I do sin, God has the power to forgive me for my sins and to cleanse me from all of my unrighteousness. He told me that.
Yes.
He told me that through the prophet, Evangelist Cynthia. He told me that. And I hold on to it, and he has the power. I'm stirred up about that. I give God the glory for that. Yes. I thank God for that message. I know it was preached back in the 90s or whenever, but the word of God is still the same, and it has the same power as it did when it was preached under the anointing. Amen. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Say the man's name. Keep on preaching the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, that word stirred my heart. She was preaching about the power of God, and God's power is so great. And I thank God because he's so merciful, and he gives us what we don't deserve when it comes to grace and mercy. And the Bible lets us know, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Yes.
And that power that was given to Jesus, he got up out the grave, and God gave him all power on earth, power in heaven, all in his hand. There's nothing that God cannot do. And I thank God. This word, it really stirred my soul, and just listening to that powerful message come forth, it was just so much power in that word. The anointing came through the word of God. And I tell you, if you have anything going on with you right now, if you only have the faith to believe, God will work it out for you. And the latter part of that scripture says he's given it to us if we believe on his name, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. It's God's will. Hallelujah. He has the power to make you his own. And I tell you, I just really enjoy this oldie but goodies, these words that were preached back many years ago, has the same effectiveness, the same power, and the same anointing as it did when it first came forth over the radio waves. And I thank God for it. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. That you may be encouraged and continue to do the will of God. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful message. Once again, I tell you, I've been enjoying these oldies but goodies in the gospel.
Yes,
tell you, God is so good. I'm telling you, the word will do it. Not our talking, not our surmising, not our guessing, but the word of God, the pure, unadulterated gospel will get the job done. It'll heal, it'll deliver, it'll loose the bonds. I tell you, it'll set the captive free. It'll make a crazy man go restore his mind back to him. Amen. It'll shake the prison walls and cause them to walk out. I know what I'm talking about. The word of God. Amen. It needs to be continued to be preached in its fullness. Amen. I tell you, the preachers are getting away from preaching the word of God. They're talking about everything else and everybody else. Amen. Yes. Talking about the gossiping. Did you hear this? Did you hear that? Did you see this one? Did you see that one? But did you hear what Jesus said? Did you see what Jesus did? Hallelujah. Right. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. Hallelujah. He opened up the blinded eyes. Jesus did.
Amen. Somebody said you ought to run and tell that. Amen.
Yes.
I just thank God for the Spirit of God tonight, talking about the power of God. Amen. God has all power in his hand. Amen.
Yes.
And like the scripture was quoted, amen. The many as believed on him gave he power to become the sons of God. Amen. And when you become, when he gives you that power to become the son of God, you're going to speak the word with boldness.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And whatever God give you to do, you're going to do it. I just thank God for his word. I want to encourage you, you and you that are listening. Amen. Take the word of God in. Live by it. And you will be saved.
Praise the Lord. Sister Rhoda, if you're on the line, if you're still on the line.
Yes, yes. What a powerful message. The name of Jesus. So powerful, brethren. It's more than a atomic bomb.
Lord.
That's why Jesus, when he died and went to the grave, he went to the devil, took the keys, and told the devil could not stand upon Jesus. He had to bow down and give the keys back. He rose again, has been giving us that powerful name of Jesus. When you mention the name of Jesus, everything must bow down. Sickness must bow down.
Devil must bow down
in the name of Jesus. So my sister, this has fallen in the name of Jesus. He's able to do everything exceedingly and abundantly in Jesus' name. God bless you so much, woman of God. I'm really encouraged this evening. God bless you, much all of you. Thank you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Sound like you all are stirred up. I'm telling you, all of y'all can go forth and give a sermon. Praise God. Like
right.
I said, we just want to let the Lord have his way and away with our way and away with the form and the fashion. We want the word of God to go out, and we want him to have his way. So if he take over on you, you go ahead. Glory to God. I tell you, that anointing was so strong. I'm telling you, I'm not sure, but I think this was the one where the engineer, he recognized that the anointing was there, and he rushed out of his cubicle and came into our cubicle and grabbed a hold of my hand. Lord, I'm telling you, that anointing was still on me, and he just held on to my hand. Because he wanted that anointing. He wanted it to get on him. I tell you, the Lord moved in that place. We had a wonderful time. I tell you, God's got the power, and he can change anybody. And he did come to the church. He came to the church. He heard about Christian Temple and the word of God and everything. And he came to the church. And I tell you, he took note to how we were going forth. He took note to when we came out of the church. I didn't even know he paid us any attention, but he said he saw us coming out of the house of God, and he said everybody had a smile on their face. Glory to
God.
That's what the Lord will do for you. When he comes and sends that anointing and touch and bless your soul, you will come out smiling. Praise God. We thank God for this service on tonight. I tell you, I'm stirred up today night when Elder Daniel preached. I'm still rejoicing over that message. I'm telling you, I'm just having a good time going through these tapes and listening. I tell you, the Lord is good. Sometimes you just have to reminisce and go back and hear some of those old messages and cause your own, stir your own gift up in you. Glory to God. And you'll feel more like going on with the Lord and doing the will of God. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. Thank the Lord for each of our evangelists and doctors. And we thank God for Sister Rhoda. It sounds like she was stirred up too. She's ready to go on. I enjoyed you, though. Praise God. I enjoy each one of you. And I hope that you out there in Radio Land have enjoyed the word of God. Tune in again on Tuesday night, Lord willing, at 7 p.m. Dial-in number is 9. Praise God. The dial-in number is 945-218. 0218, and the access code is 5847681. Join us again on Sunday night and Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Praise God. Is there anything else? That's it. We thank God for each of you tonight. We love you, and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too.
God bless you, Sister Rhoda.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, Sister Rhoda.
Thank you. God bless you, too, Sister. I love you.
I love you, too.
I can feel the anointings all over my body. I'm telling you, this message.
Yes,
is
yes.
My anointing inside my head, the whole body. I feel like basking.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. I don't want to go.
Oh, my goodness. It's all over my body, my sister. I don't know how to express. Oh,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you so much, sister.
Praise God. Praise God. Glad I can get a smile. And a laugh. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You
say the glory, Jesus. God bless you almighty in Jesus' name.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you. Okay, Mama.
God bless you.
God bless you so much, sister. Thank you.